From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, relatively quiet this Saturday following a fourth night of protests over the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. But unlike previous nights, there were no reports of major violence. Charlotte Police Chief Keir Putney said Friday the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of the African-American man will eventually be released.
And the reason I want to release it when I can give more supportive information is because if it's proving our case or proving our case should go in a different direction, the only way to do that is to be able to establish probable cause. And what I can tell you is the video evidence in that case didn't get us to that standard solely.
The family of Keith Scott released cell phone video images that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death Tuesday, but it's undetermined if the video will clarify what exactly happened before her husband was killed. The manhunt continues at this hour in the U.S. state of Washington for a gunman who fatally shot five people in a shopping mall late Friday night. Four women and a man were killed inside the Cascade Mall in the city of Burlington. This man was inside the mall when the shooting began.
It wasn't all at once. It was more like a shot, and then 2 seconds later, another shot, you know, so crazy, crazy.
Police say the gunman was last seen walking towards the highway near the Cascade Mall, about an hour north of Seattle. President Barack Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of the September 11th terror attacks to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, with many saying it is likely. An override in this case would mark the first time in Obama's two terms that one of his vetoes was rejected. This is VOA News.